The bottom line, to be blunt, is that it's about $700 million more for Florida education at a time when we need it the very most. Because we are a reform-minded state, we're trying to do the kinds of things that give you a better education, a brighter future.
The Sunshine State lost out on the grant earlier this year. The state's first application had little support from teachers' unions. The governor says an effort to build consensus among most teachers' unions and school districts throughout the state is what spelled success this time.
And it was my view that we needed to put all the parties together. We need to have a new working group and include the support from the teachers' unions. We only have five originally that signed on supporting this memorandum of understanding in order to get the race to the top. And frankly and candidly, it was our greatest deficiency when we made our case in the first round.
Kim Black heads the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association. She said the governor's veto of Senate Bill 6, a law linking teacher pay to student test scores, created a more inclusive environment for hashing out the details of the state's proposal.
Without having us at the table or having a voice in the process, we were totally shut out through Senate Bill 6. And with the governor's leadership, we have been at the table, and we've been able to bring the teachers' concerns to the forefront.
With the grant, Florida hopes to achieve milestones like slashing the achievement gap between whites and minority students and boosting dual enrollment numbers. Pinellas Schools Superintendent Julie Jansen said now the challenge is to come up with a meaningful way of assessing teacher and student performance.
One is you have to build an evaluation tool that would reward teachers for the ones that do better than others, and it's going to be measured by some kind of test. You have to have that in place. You have to have a different way of addressing the needs of each child in every school. You have to have a data system that can be monitored. So there are four or five different things within that. And the end result is that the kids at the end of these 4 years should show significant improvement in certain areas.
Florida Education Association President Andy Ford said teacher pay will still likely be connected to how well students do in class.
Ultimately, the idea is to get a performance pay system in place for every single teacher and to get a new evaluation instrument for every single teacher, but you're going to start with small populations within the district.
Half of the $700 million Florida will receive will go to statewide initiatives and half will go to individual school districts. Pinellas County will get up to $6 million, and Hillsborough may see as much as $24 million. Ford said the first dollars each county gets will go to the schools that need them the most.
And it takes the lowest performing schools with the highest poverty, and they'll be the targets to get the most money in the beginning. And then as we work through the pilot stage, it eventually then will roll out to every school in the county.